scumbag.
Yo, it's 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, 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 I'm your boy, K-Stucky76.
Worry, we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get the scumbag news every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow. Like, share, follow, and 5-star rating. And follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Oh, email us at the Scumbag Lounge at Gmail.
Too much in your cup, man.
Too much in my cup, man. How was your week, boss?
Oh, man. Work. You know, week, man. Work week, you know. All right, we know. Just made it through, man.
Made it through.
You know, we had some stuff going on, you know, with the family. But, yeah, you know, no everybody doubt. Pushed through.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man. Yeah, man. Mm. You know who y'all. You know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one thing, though, man. At the service, that nigga that was responsible for folding the flag, that nigga needs some practice.
Man, let me tell you, man. I want to get up and do it myself, man.
That nigga unwrapped the flag and tried to refold it again. I don't know.
See, they didn't have it tight enough, for
yeah,
one.
Right.
Had too
right.
much slack in it. And then he tried to catch it up as he was folding it, but he was.
Yeah.
He fucked that up.
Yeah. The nigga had the whole service held at least about 12 minutes.
Yeah, they messed that up. They didn't mess that up.
Yeah, but other than that, man, it was good. It was good, man. Nice, beautiful service, man.
Mm-hmm.
All that. Like you said, we got past all that stuff, man. And
still keep this Smith Jordan family in your prayers.
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah. Shit. What else happened on weekend? Came over and did some shots with you and them. Scumbalina and Mark kind of hung out to kick it for a little while.
Yeah, man, you know.
Talk a little shit and shit like that.
You know how that go, man. We all get together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be a shit talking fest.
Word, man. Word.
So, you know, doing what we always do.
Doing what we always do, man.
Mm-hmm. Get together.
Mm-hmm. Shit, what else happened this week, man?
That's about it, man.
We gotta get together and get some wings, man. Niggas be throwing that shit out all for the past
2 weeks. Yeah, we gotta get more results, man.
Get some chicken and beer and shit. You know.
Get tall Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And some old flats.
Right, man. Shit, man. That shit. We had a pretty good week. Had a couple of companies reached out to us, man. And,
yeah.
And got some things in the works and stuff, man. So
yeah, man.
We'll keep y'all posted with that, you know.
Check out our social media for all that.
Yeah.
We're going to get y'all the discounts or everything like that from the Scumbag Lounge.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a couple, you know, little sunglass companies and, you know, sports. Better platforms and shit like that, man. So.
Yeah, about that time, you know, NFL, you know, they about to get back in the grass. So.
About that time.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Something else I meant. Oh, okay. Took y'all that order shirts, man.
A supplier
hit me up and said she should have orders fulfilled by the end of next week. So we get your shirts to you. You know, she had a lot going on with graduation and things stuff. They got a little behind, but we better get back on track. So
get everybody stuff, man. I got a few things I got to send out too.
Yeah, so we get y'all stuff. Hopefully we get y'all stuff shipped out next week this time. Word.
Yeah, man.
Word, man. So by the way, man, you got your text the other night?
No, I don't know which one.
Word, man. I found a site where we can bet on sports right on Instagram.
Bet on sports?
Yeah. Not just fantasy, but actually bet on the games.
What you mean on Instagram though?
Yeah, I know you have an Instagram message from him and tell them Fonz sent you. I'm sure he will hook you up with some extra money to bet for telling you about it.
What? So let me get this straight.
Uh-huh.
I just messaged this guy on Instagram and he's going to respond and let me place bets.
I'm telling you, man, they are legit. They have been doing this for more like 5 years now.
No, I'm going to have to check him out.
No, right now, pull up on your phone.
Damn right.
I'm serious, man.
Huh?
I'm serious.
Damn right, man. And pulling up.
And type in better coupons. BETTOR.
OR.
Yeah, that's the right way to spell it. For someone that's betting.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Well, you know how to spell coupon.
You better underscore coupons. C O U P O N S.
Oh yeah, got it. That is cool, man. Does this contest take free money all the time?
I'm telling you, they have the best website to bet on sports.
Word. Better check them out, man.
Check it out. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. Also, this episode brought to you by Beducated. Go there and get your sex tutorials and free game. Tell the scumbag sent you. Use the promo code, get 15% off your entire order today.
Get your free titty sucking video.
Titty sucking video. Hey man, but
titty suckers out here.
Let's get it. Let's go ahead and get it to the show, man. Kind of we're gonna try to keep this kind of short today because we both got some things on our.
But listen, man, we got to give our reporter in the field, Mr. D Mills out there. He been seeing it. He been flooding the inbox all week though, man.
Flooding.
From that story's all over, man. So yeah, too. We gonna have to catch him up, man. Catch up with him, and cause he giving some good scumbag ass stories out there.
Yeah,
man.
He do.
But it's a lot.
Yeah, he do.
And I don't want me to think his work ain't being noticed.
Me and him talk back and forth a lot of times, man, on Facebook and shit. So.
Man,
better than that, man. Mills, you need to come on to the studio, man. Shit.
Well, we get Mills. Mills wild, man. Mills a trip, man.
Bring your notepad and pen with you.
Shit. We can give you flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, got to give Mills his due out there, man. He be sending some stories, man. And we're going to try to get to him, man. Don't think you ain't being noticed, man. We appreciate all your feedback, everything you're doing. Hitting us up with... everything, man. So D Mills, we got you, bro.
Definitely want to get Mills on, you know, to our listeners, man. You know, just kind of keep your eye out for us, man. We're gonna have Scumbag's gonna be doing a lot of shit as far as them appearing on other shows and shit. We got shows got lined up that we got to go on, and vice versa, people lined up that want to come on here and talk to you guys and shit, man. So also, you know, this could be something in the works, but we keep y'all posted on that once we get all the details and shit. Get what we need.
Gonna try to get to everybody. You know, talk to everybody, try to get to everybody. In a timely manner. But definitely also keep the shows coming and keep things going too, man. So we really appreciate everybody and all y'all support out there.
Word, man. So let's get into damn this week's scumbags. Fucking I guess we gotta start here because this has been the big news all fucking week long. Fucking Carly Russell,
man, let me tell you, man. So you know, give us a little bit of content on that, Scum, if you don't mind, man. For the ones that don't know,
The police in Alabama said on Wednesday that they had not found any evidence to substantiate a woman's report that she had been abducted in hell for 2 days after she pulled over to help a toddler who she had seen walking alongside the interstate.
Damn.
The police said that the investigation showed that the woman had searched online for information about Amber Alerts in the movie Taken, which was... I'm like 20 fucking years old.
I got a certain set of skills.
Like my boy Rabbit say, who was Amber? Where did he keep calling me?
He calling me for? I don't know who Amber is. I keep calling my phone.
But
R.I.P. Big Rab.
Yeah, R.I.P. Big Rab. But Miss Russell returned home on foot on Saturday night. And she told investigators that night she had been forced into a car, then an 18-wheeler before she escaped, only to be abducted again and put in a car.
Damn.
Russell said she was then held in the house and put in another car before she escaped and ran home through the woods. He said that when Miss Russell left work on Thursday night, surveillance video showed she had concealed a bathrobe, a roll of toilet paper, and other items from her workplace.
So she stole some shit.
Stole some shit, right?
Man, let me tell you, man.
On the day of her disappearance, he said she searched how to make money from a register without being caught. And had looked online for a one-way bus ticket traveling that day from Birmingham to Nashville. So that pretty much sums up.
Yeah, man.
The shit with Carly.
Be, listen, you ain't got to be Matlock. Damn, figure out this shit right here. You ain't got to be, what you call it, damn? Tubbs.
Yeah.
Tubbs. You ain't got to be Tubbs and Crockett to figure this shit right here out. CSI, Miami, New York, Lake City. It don't make no damn difference. You ain't got to be no genius to figure this out, man.
Right.
That young lady was somewhere getting fold up with some guy. Yeah, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Anybody that crazy?
She had a boyfriend, though.
That's how probably we had a fold up.
That nigga, that nigga.
Or the other dude.
That nigga unfollow her over everything. Nigga said he want no parts of it.
She's
shenanigans.
Sound like to me that young lady was somewhere getting taken. She got took to Pound Town.
Yeah. That nigga went old school. That nigga went old school on that motherfucker, man. I ABC my way out.
I quit cold turkey.
My name was Bennett.
And I ain't in it.
Yeah, you know. But
he logged off.
Now she got a mama and shit all in the shit. Now mama gotta try to take up for the child. Like my listen, child ain't fucking around. My child been abducted.
Listen.
Know? Yeah.
She is in a position where mamas and dads gonna ride for the kids. Even though they know they dead fucking
would
wrong.
Would you?
Scum, man. Scum, be honest with you. The person I am now, and if you don't get out my face with that bullshit, I ain't finna get up on these people TV and these people news they talking to them. And I know you lying.
Mm.
All right. So, man, listen. I don't know what I would actually do. I'll be more pissed off about this shit than anything. Like, okay, how dumb you think? You think I'm supposed to believe you fall a baby on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Okay. So anybody else seen this baby behind you? The only car on the road. Come on, man. I ain't trying to hear this shit, man.
Yeah.
Like it's just so much. That shit so far out of bounds. It's too unbelievable. You escape, got caught. You escape again, got caught. Then you escape three times.
Yeah.
Shit, unbelievable, man.
Well,
it's just too unbelievable.
Yeah, I would tell you what I'm making unbelievable for me, man.
Come on, spill.
Cause survival skills is horrible.
You ain't catching me. I get away from you.
You got a bathrobe and you went to work and stole a bathrobe and then one roll of toilet paper.
You thought you were naked and afraid?
One roll of toilet paper ain't gonna get
you no way, man.
That's a day and a half, son.
You got the wild ass. That ain't even a day and a half.
Right.
So.
Right.
In order for you to get gone, you took a bathrobe.
Unless she folding a tissue and wiping the kid with the same tissue.
And hell, that ain't safe either.
You can't
wipe that damn ass with one finger. You got shit on your fingers.
Yeah, like, you know motherfuckers be down, like, you know, do wipe the ass, ain't that much shit on
come
that.
Come on, man.
On that paper, they folding and wiping it.
You nasty bastard.
Let's see.
Oh man, I don't know. Carly, you full of shit. Okay, I'm just gonna call it like that.
But man,
full of shit, man.
All the shit going on in the world today, man. This is the way you get this the way you grab attention.
Jesse Smoolay.
Yeah.
Like Scumalina called Juicy Smoothie. is this ain't nothing but a female version of him. He pulled that shit, so he got jumped by some gay dudes.
Yeah.
And had Chicago in an uproar, had the police, you know, looking around for and he faked the whole thing, man. Mm. People do anything. That just tell you right now, man, in the society we in right now, people do just about anything to get into the fucking news, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. To get trending, get into the news, why, I don't know, but right now, some people out here do just about anything, man, to be a hot topic. And people were feeling sorry for this young lady, man.
When I first saw the story, I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was one of these motherfuckers.
Because, you know, human trafficking is real out here.
Yeah, shit real.
Shit is fucking real.
You seen the video on Instagram where they had the people checked into the hotel room?
It had the string tied up to the door.
And they had a whole tunnel.
I thought I saw a string. It was took to the door. They could unlock it.
I didn't see that
okay,
one.
Okay, you seen another one. Okay.
The one I saw, these people had a whole fucking tunnel.
Under their room?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
They were the damn drug mules? Or they were just stealing?
It was a whole tunnel. God, yo. And them motherfuckers like, look at this shit right here. Know what I mean?
See, man. See, and this ain't nothing to play with. Like, yeah. This human trafficking thing is fucking... It's serious out here, man. People getting snatched up. This ain't nothing to play with, man. When you start talking about you missing and all kind of shit like that, like people gonna go into, let's find this person before something bad happened to him.
Yeah, them motherfucker had visuals and shit and all that shit.
Yeah. Had Instagram and a chokehold, man.
Search
had
parties and shit.
Social media and chokehold. You talking about Alabama.
Yeah.
Them damn white police always looking like, I know them motherfuckers, like, I know.
Yeah.
We got to get up here and talk about this dumb shit. Then she searched. Her search history is basically just all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
You search taken and this and that. Taken?
Yeah.
One, two, or three. Which one you looking at?
Taken what?
Shit, man. You know about five of the motherfuckers. But, yeah, I'm going to call it like this as a black man who got a little bit of sense. She full of shit. Ain't nobody took this girl nowhere, yeah, man.
And then this down.
Stole money out the register. So if you stole money out the register, somebody snatch you up after you stole money out the register. Mm. Man, come on, man. If that ain't that damn.
Would she work at a hotel or something?
I never get a place she worked at, but she took a bad roll of toilet paper and some money out the register.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now you got kidnapped, thrown into a truck after you seen a baby side of the road. Man, come on, man. Come on, man.
What do you think should happen with her, man? You think she should be charged?
She might be. I don't know if she could be charged, but she did waste a lot of time and resources, police resources. Now, they might get her ass on that. State resources and shit like that. People looking for her ass and all kind of shit. But I think the court of public opinion already done convict her ass of wasting our fucking time. Mm. She played a lot of people. A lot of people played behind it because people were like ready to, you know, really... You know, feeling bad for this shit, and they feel played, man.
Yeah,
you know, shit. I ain't know who the hell she was, and I was like, damn, hope they find this girl, man. Because human trafficking is so real, it's out here, man. People don't really want to talk about it, but it's out here, man. People get women getting snatched up, women and kids all getting snatched up every day, man.
Right,
snatched up.
That shit ain't
and being like sold.
That
like,
shit ain't cool. Cause you know,
no like, man, that shit ain't nothing to play with, man.
You know, like my wife was now. Traveling back and forth to New York and shit, and damn, you know, my daughter go with her and shit. You know, I'm constantly,
yeah. Where you at? What you doing?
You know, motherfuckers snatching motherfuckers up left and right.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, they don't take it. It be like a network of these motherfuckers out here, man. This shit is deep.
Oh yeah,
this is an ugly part of the country, man.
Yeah,
along with the ugly shit that's going on. This is an ugly part of this country and other countries that's going on. And you know, it's until. And I hate to say this, but until somebody with some political power or a whole lot of money, something happened to one of their loved ones get snatched up, it's going to be hitting. It's going to be hitting. You know, it's going to hit harder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be more talked about, man. I hate to say that, but people, you know, it's real out here, man. This shit is real. This shit is everywhere. It ain't just any big cities. It's everywhere. You got to be careful. I tell Mama Deja all the time, you got to be careful where you at. Don't be getting no gas at night.
Yeah.
None of that shit, man. You got to be careful of where you at and who is around. You always got to be constantly looking. Lock your doors. If something don't look right, don't go out there. Call somebody. Call the police. Call somebody. Go back in the store. Do something. Don't be moving around like nothing can't happen to you.
Yeah. And she damn, like I said, she probably used a lot of resources, man. You know, police, people. Had the dogs out there and shit.
Yeah, them people don't, you know, you don't get them dogs and put them back in them trucks for nothing.
Yeah. Bird! Carly! Bird! Carly! Bird! You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Nigga.
Burr! And call anybody hide him in the barrel. Well, barrel.
Call out, he get taken to Pound Town. Everybody out in the woods and shit. Oh, man, shit. She had a, bought a ticket to Pound Town.
Pound Town, she got a ticket.
She got a ticket to Pound Town. You know, took that money out of that register, bought a ticket to Pound Town.
Oh, damn.
Motherfuckers out in the woods get bit by mosquitoes.
Yeah. This motherfucker. Burr! Burr! Carly! Burr! Carly hiding her room.
Well, that shit. Well, that was, hey, they gonna get her ass, bro. You can't be doing them people like that. People, they are mobilizing their units to find your ass, man. You don't mobilize like that, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It don't take it. You don't have to do all that to get no attention, man.
No, man. Not at all.
Oh my god, that shit is stupid, man.
Yeah, man. But
yeah, they gonna get her ass though.
Yeah.
I don't know where they gonna get on, but they gonna get her ass.
Yeah, they gonna get up for using them damn resources for sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Stay right here, man. Fucking damn Detroit Police Commissioner Brian Ferguson get caught having sex with a prostitute in his car. Now, Brian Ferguson, who is married, denies having an affair with a prostitute in question, according to him. The woman hopped on him for no reason. So this is a real life representation of a fatal affair, man. Ferguson lost his job.
As he should.
And his reputation.
Didn't
and likely lose his wife and family just because.
Didn't he say he called other officers for help? He called some other people, the other police officers, come help me get rid of this bitch.
Oh, did he?
He called for some help from some other officers, man. But it's another instance where, you know, it don't cost to be that horny, man. It don't pay.
No.
You lose your fucking job being horny, man.
How you go back home, explain to your family, man, you lost your job?
How you go home and explain? Yeah, how you go home and explain to your wife, you know, she jumped on me. I mean, she put my dick in her. I don't know what you supposed to say to that, man.
Right. Now.
Come on, man. What?
Well, no. His shit now. You can't say now. She might have jumped in your car or some shit. Cause you know I've heard.
Yeah, I done jump on your hood and shit. We know that story.
When the motherfuckers done ran up in your car and won't get out of shit.
Won't get out. Yeah. To jump in your shit.
Jump in your dick, nigga.
Yeah, that's a different story. Oh, you fell on my dick.
Damn.
You just don't fall in some pussy, man. You know what I mean? You just don't trip and fall. Oh.
Right.
I'm in some pussy and start humping. No, right, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Nobody's falling for it. Listen, these 1969 excuses ain't working now, man. That shit might have worked for your great-great-granddaddy. He might have said some shit like that. She jumped on me.
Jumped on him.
That shit ain't working in 2023, man. Ain't nobody jumping on nobody and having sex. Come on with these fucking stupid-ass excuses, man. This the shit that kills me, man.
Damn. Oh,
just come clean. Just say, look, shit. I got caught.
Yeah.
And that's it, man. So what him saying she jumped on him gonna change? What is prostitute doing in your car? For one, what your damn pants doing down for two? Like, there's so many other questions to add, answer. Yeah. Between the time she jumped in your car and she jumped on your dick. How all that got started? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man.
What she did? Hold you by gunpoint? Pull your pants out? Fuck out of here, man. In the police car?
Yeah,
come on, man. You was off in that. You was off in the cut.
So what you think, man?
He picked this chick up. He was off in the cut.
Yeah,
He was trying to handle some business. Shit got out of hand.
Yeah.
And he got caught. Simple as that. He got caught. He got caught. Mm. You trying to get a little piece of trim. You trying to sample a little piece of trim, yeah, like before you went home.
Yeah.
He got caught, man. Come on, man. We gotta call the shit out to see it, man.
This man about to lose his job. Where he done lost his job. You can't might lose his wife, man. Family, man.
He put himself in that situation, man. Go home.
You think he might can savage the the marriage, man. No, he should
not. No, he probably can't, because now it went viral.
I don't know, man. He might can't.
You think
might
so? Who?
Like do like one of my friends, man.
What?
He got caught up out there and shit, and him and the whole family when he got baptized. So a nigga might need to get baptized. He might just need to get baptized.
Hold up. Time out. You mean tell me we got caught with his pants down?
Yeah.
He got caught with his damn bugle boy down.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the plan to go get baptized with the family to save it.
Yeah.
Bro, don't take that to Jesus, man. why you bring we will get you will wash off the horniness?
Can't wash it off.
You can't.
You can wash it off, man.
You can't wash it off, Scott.
Huh?
Well, the flesh is hell, bro. The temptations of the flesh.
Yeah, when it got baptized.
He went it up.
That shit worked.
Why you bring that to the Lord? The Lord asked for that. You went out and got caught messing around. And the first thing you could think of, let's go get baptized.
Yeah,
save our marriage.
Well, you know.
Come on, man.
It worked, man.
And then you got to think about it, too. Now, seeing we on that topic. You know, these preachers ain't, you know, huh? These men of the cloth ain't.
Yeah.
you might be getting bad by somebody just as horny as you.
You saw the lady, man, that she was the pastor. She was now marriage counselor, man. Had her damn thick ass pastor.
No, I ain't
had
see her.
Had some damn mom inappropriate clothes on and try to marriage counsel this couple, man.
Dude, and they already struggling with them. Yeah. P&P. Dude, yeah. Struggling.
Yeah, man. So maybe Mr. Ferguson go get baptized Sunday, man. He might can. Make it a whole event. Just, you know, you, the wife, kids and shit. Prostitute, bring her too.
Yeah, everybody cleanse their sins.
Yeah, man.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you. I well, that was I ain't never heard no move like that. Counseling, you know, hey, we spend some time apart, we work on our relationship.
Yeah.
And they said he wasn't going to get dipped in the water. Yeah, man, we took it way down to the water, bro.
So I say, man, I said, since you got baptized, have you still been going to church? Nigga said he ain't been back since he got baptized.
That's what I'm saying, man. You ain't washing off the horniness, man. I ain't give a damn what kind of soap you use. You ain't washing off that horniness, man. You can damn go down to the banks of Jericho. You ain't getting that horniness off you, man. Yeah, it's still horny when you come out that water, man.
What he come up with out of the water with on him, bro? Where you come up with it? Where you come out of the water? Where you still got on?
Horniness, man. All you got is wet horniness. That's all
it is. Filth. Pornography.
Yeah. Solicitation.
that motherfucker got it all over, bro. Huh?
Everything, man. That nigga ain't washed nothing. No. I don't care what water you go in, man.
So you would think Ferguson can wash it off?
Hell no. Ferguson just got caught. He got to straighten up a little bit. But that shit don't stop him being horny.
So Ferguson get baptized. Ferguson come back out.
He gonna be a baptized horny ass man. That's all he gonna. He could be just as horny he was before he went in there, man.
With $20.
Got a hot 40 for that. You can serve him another hot 40.
Word, man.
Damn. This motherfucker crazy, man.
So we're going to hit this last story before we get out of here. Come me, you both got a roll, man. Let's stay on the horniness. So
it's horny people out here.
Man impersonating ICE agent in Maryland forces woman to perform oral sex on him.
What?
After threatening to deport her ass. So Reed approached the victim, a Hispanic woman, in the Sunrise shopping center parking lot, flashed a badge perpetrated to be an ICE officer. He then instructed her to sit in his car to face deportation. The woman sat in the passenger seat of Reed's car. He showed her videos of ICE agents arresting people.
Man.
She told the police she was terrified and begged Reed not to deport her, noting that she even offered him money. Reed accepted $100 from the victim, but told her she would have to perform oral sex on him to avoid deportation. So this right around the corner from
crazy, man.
Where this happened at? This right around the corner from my sister-in-law's crib, not next town over.
Bruh.
And this not too far for your people in Bemore.
Oh,
this,
yeah?
this happened in Prince George's County.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's all in the same area, right there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you know Prince George's County hood is a motherfucker.
Trapped out. Yes, it is, yeah.
So
it's trapped out up that way.
Yeah, so this nigga right here impersonate to be ICE.
See, that's a federal crime right there.
Yeah.
That's federal time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you damn coerced. You got 100 and a dick suck.
100 and a dick suck.
Damn.
Yep.
Now that shit should be, he should be paying 100. He got 100 for a dick suck.
To completion.
Yeah, all the way through. She saw it all the way through. Milk it. Milk it down till it gets soft. Well, I'm gonna sit your ass back across the border. Take it down to the sun. He's gonna take it down to the suds. I'm gonna send your ass back there. I'm gonna send your ass across that damn wall.
Oh God, yo.
We'll probably hold his badge up the whole time she getting served up, I think, man.
First of all, you know that nigga was a fraud anyway. Nigga showing you videos and shit.
Showing you videos. See that, you ain't supposed to be doing that. Showing you videos of him locking people up. What kind of bullshit is that?
Right.
Damn.
This nigga on YouTube showing you shit.
Showing you videos, he's locking people up. That what he. You. When he took that 100 from you, should have known this bitch some bullshit right here, man. When he said, I'll take that 100, you should have known right then, young lady. You should have known right then this nigga ain't who he said. Right. Take me to fucking jail. Take me to fucking jail.
With that nigga, she would have said it. What that nigga would have did?
That nigga would have said. I mean, I ain't playing with you. I'll take you out of jail. Take me to goddamn jail then. Come on, man.
I want to. What kind of car this nigga had? That's what I want.
He ain't in a Crown Vic or one of them damn Lincoln Town cars. He ain't one of them. He pull up in a damn Honda Civic talking about he took you out of fucking jail. No. Now they're going to challenges now. They don't want no charges now. Challenge. So they roll up in a charger. He ain't roll up in no charger.
Yeah.
No what they got now? You got the Chargers or one of them pickups. You know, they got the pickups now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
If he ain't rolling in one of them, that fucker rolling in a Camry. Talking about here, ice agent. That should have been your first red flag right there. Your second red flag. When you say, what, I don't want to get reported. All I got is $100. Let me get it. You should have known right then he was full of shit. Then he said, uh-uh. That ain't enough. You got to pipe it up. Or I'm going to send your ass back. Come on, lady. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. I mean, I'm not saying she... he played her, but... Mm-hmm. People, you got to know better out here. You got to know better. Sometimes, you take me to goddamn jail then. No. Come on, lady. Anytime a man talking about taking his pants down like that, you should have known that been some bullshit. Right? Unless you know, you want to suck some dick, then that's different. But you should have known that been some bullshit right there. But that's federal time. Impersonating one of them damn agents, ICE agents like that? Yeah. Impersonating law enforcement, that's some federal time, ain't it?
Yeah,
I hope you got that $100 put out. Yeah, that's a crime. Now. That's a federal crime. Yeah. Now. You can't be out here impersonating no special agent. That's a special agent.
Yeah,
that's a federal agent. You can't be out here doing no shit like that.
Yeah, he's showing this niggas videos on your iPad and shit.
Yeah, come on now. First off, that should be your first damn red flag, right?
Right.
Look what I did. I lock your ass up like I locked him.
Shit. And this nigga no way in the videos.
No way. Come on, man. Come on, lady.
Yeah.
You sucked some dick for nothing.
Nothing.
You wasn't going nowhere.
At all.
Man, I'll deport you. You people don't even talk. You can't even say that. You got to go to court to get deported, man.
Right.
You can't just send nobody off nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. That's
Come on, man. Fuck out of here.
But, you know, it's people that don't got to do their damn. Do
people call people bluff, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, take me to damn jail.
Right. And she get messed up in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. And they out $100. So you done swallowed, you done packed down the man and he took his $100 from you.
Shit, what you call it? just been a damn mess, man. You got the fucking police commissioner out here, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking damn fucking prostitutes and shit. Carly out here bullshitting, wasting resources. Shout out to Mims. I didn't get a chance to read the entire story. But the damn young lady damn put a hit on her damn radio hole and shit.
I was just about to, I was gonna chime that in real quick.
Yeah.
If y'all ain't check that story out, please Google this story here, the Miami woman.
Yeah.
Put a hit out. Hired a hitman to take her 3-year-old son out.
Right.
So what the fuck is going on out here, people?
Yeah. So we probably hit that story next week.
Yeah. Thanks, Mim, for that, man. I never heard of that until I saw it on the thing. I said, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. So we're going to get it out on Scumbag Tip of the Week. Our Scumbag Tip of the Week is brought to you by Classic Cuts, located at 123 South Main Street in Dalton, South Carolina. Does everything for bald heads to fades to celebrity cuts. They even have a deluxe package. Classic Cuts also do lady hairs and eyebrow liners. Make an appointment with Sean Q or Cooper today and tell her the Scumbag sent you.
Yeah, man. Check them out.
Slime, what's your Scumbag Tip of the Week, Slime?
Look here, man. My Scumbag Tip of the Week goes out to Mr. Ferguson. I'm going to need you to go home and pack your shit, because not only you out of a job, you out of a place to stay too, man. Yeah, here in the police car, man, picking up prostitutes. That ain't your first time doing that, so let's go ahead and keep that honest right there.
Mm-hmm.
So my Scumbag 2 weeks ago with Mr. Ferguson, man. First off, you can't be having sex on the job. Okay, can't be out here buying hot 40s on the job, and then you get caught up, and then you want people to feel sorry for you.
Right.
You supposed to be out here serving, protecting. Mm-hmm. You out here serving, all right. And you probably ain't even using protection.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Ferguson, I'm going to need to get your life together and all your other police officers out here. See, we just had a sex scandal not long ago with these damn police officers passing around there, with the white girl.
Yeah, so, we did that story, Tennessee.
I mean, these guys here are just because they're police officers, pastors, doctors, and all that, they still are men and they have feelings and desires too, man. So we can't keep putting these people on these high pedestals and then they don't match up to what we think they should be. And then they get caught out here in these bad situations. And then they want people to feel sorry for them. Because ain't no way in hell, out of 46 years of living, and since I've been having sex, ain't no woman just hop on my dick unless I wanted her to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So let's get that shit together, man. That's my scumbag tip of the week, man. We got to be health. We got to be more careful out here, man. More understanding, man. These people out here wilding out here.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you got a position don't mean you can't fuck up or you ain't been fucking up. So,
yeah.
That's my tip of the week, man.
Word, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
My scumbag tip of the week is, where is the prayer warriors? This country is a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. We need y'all out here.
I do it.
Call it all prayer warriors. Call it all prayer warriors.
Yeah, I'm serious, man.
Let them know how to confide yourself.
Call them on the phone. Call all
prayer. We need ya. Come on. So call it on God. Come on, man.
Look here. All right, excuse me. Hey, if you look for me, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. At Instagram and Twitter at KStucky76. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Get at me.
Word, man. You all can find me at 40 Fonz on Twitter and Instagram. You all can hear us here on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow, and a 5-star rating, and leave us a review. You also can hear us on Blazer 420.com. Call us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at thescumbaglounge@gmail.com. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to the Crux Media Group. Thank you to Blazer 420 WPAM. And thank you to our social media manager, Key. And the Scumbags is out.